Blog Talk Radio.
Lady, I
wanna make love. I want you.
The girl say her foot boyfriend need a live in a gym. Don't let you all love him, gone by ice cream. No what this man, not a pan the gully team. The girl them see the gully girl and start scream.
Baby,
padlock, me love her all over, you say baby no stop, your sweat till you're weak, your dog for your mop, little things, pretty little pet, come make we go, what we go bust a sweat, I'm here to hand your sex and bring your sexual happiness, we don't have no secrets for keep, make we confess, we're rolling in the jeep,
you're pulling on my dress,
people could have seen,
but I could have cared, dying to get in between the sheets,
me baby, them don't know the rest,
baby come.
Pop it over. This is the assault from the gully corner. She wanna ride it like a yama. Think of one time me love Tishana. I didn't me girl at the room or in a corner. Put her in a coma or a trauma. From a girl team, gully got run on ya. The girls them know I'm a hard performer. A girl in a me house a sing soprano. Sexy Joanna from Botswana. Me and her make love a Ghana. Baby,
you're listening to Lush Radio Online. This is your girl, Emma E2K. Don't forget to check me out every Saturday at 8 p.m. for Real Talk, Real Life. I'm waiting for you. This is Emma E2K. You are now tuned in to Street Queens, The Movement.
You heard it from Emma, yo. You're now listening to Street Queens, The Movement tonight. Sorry, guys, yeah, we're definitely, you know, we had to turn it up kind of late tonight because, you know, we had to make some moves, but we're live, broadcasting live from the Bronx area, and tonight we're going to continue on to finish up the final part of Who Moved My Cheese, part two. We're talking about life and life changes. Are you ready for change, or are you complacent with your life? So we're going to be talking about that, and we're going to wrap that up. And we're also going to talk about this heat wave. Like, come on, like, 105, 103, like, how are you keeping yourself cool? You know what I mean? And the other question tonight is, do you look at cheating in two different ways? Like, do you pay bigger consequences when it comes to cheating when you're just dating or when you're married? Should you take it seriously when you're just dating because you guys don't really know each other like that? Or should you take it seriously when you're married? What's the difference? Or are they both on the same thing? I don't know. Let's talk about it tonight on Street Queens, The Movement. Tonight on Street Queens, The Movement. And we have the beautiful and lovely and sexy Emma.
Yo, yo. Yes, yes. I'm on the check-in. You already know. We're doing like 1,000 things at the same time, but I'm on the check-in.
I feel you, sis. I feel you, sis. And we got our boy, Bugsy, live in the building. What's up, Bugs Meister?
Ain't nothing much. Peace, Queens. How y'all doing?
Peace, Bugsy.
All right. Peace, Bugsy. How you doing tonight, man? You actually caught us on time. You was telling me that you was going to be running late, but, you know, we put the show back late. You came right on time, Bugsy.
I can dig that. You know.
Definitely. So, you know, last week we were talking about change and everything, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we all talked about what change means to us and stuff like that. And, you know, change is a big thing to deal with in life, you know, depending on is it change for the good or change for the bad. And, you know, sometimes we are scared to make changes in our life, because maybe it might be something that we never thought we could do, but you know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, also, like, some people might hold you back from change because they're scared that you actually might accomplish something with yourself, so. And we talked about the book, Who Moved My Cheese. It's about, you know, the mice, and the mice, you know, wake up to go to their different stations and stuff like that. And when I left off, I was talking about, you know, I was talking about him and Ha, you know, and basically, you know, they were talking about the cheese and everything like that. And, you know, the maze itself basically deals with what we're trying to get in life. And, you know, him and Ha are, you know, actually the little people, you know, that, you know, might pertain to us in the life, or sniff and scurry. You know, and I can go back to the relation of what it talk is. Basically, you know, the two mice, you know, there's two mice and the two little people. And basically, the cheese is a metaphor for what you want in life, whether it's a job, a loving relationship, money, possession, good health, or spiritual peace of mind. And the maze is where you, what you look for and what you want. Organization in your work area, your family, community, where you live in, and stuff like that. So you've talked about it last week and stuff, and Emma, I know you got the transcript with you also, right, in front of you?
Not in front of me, but of course you would put me on the spot, not in front of me, but I'm going to look for it.
You're
going
to get it, right? You're going to get the, yes, you're gonna get
I'm
the transcript.
I'm doing that right now, love.
So when we left off, right, they found out, the little people found out that the cheese is gone, you know, and they, you know, they're like, wow, you know, they had became complacent, you know, they knew that they thought the cheese was going to keep on coming, and it actually, you know, they said that they deserved the cheese and everything like that, while on the other hand, Sniff and Scurry were out looking for new cheese, because, you know, in life, we got to be able to adapt to situations, or we end up being dead, you know, and, you know, in life. And a lot of us become complacent and think that, you know, things are going to be handed to us on silver plates. You know, some of these women, you can say some of these women, or even some of these men. Some of these men don't want to get a job. They say, oh, man, the man is holding me down. Who is the man, you know? Why aren't you going out there to try to get a job or do something with yourself? Do something. Find a trade, you know? If I'm a female and I can hustle and try to get some money, you could do it too. I don't care if you sell your butt. What you gonna do?
Hey, yo.
Is that enough
that there's like 1,000 women to a man, and you're gonna send a man to sell their butt? That's the only thing gonna have. Nothing. Oh no, don't do that.
Oh man. I said, yo, let me sell your butt, but hey. Do what you gotta do, man. Do what you gotta do, Claire. Do what you gotta do, man. Bring home the bacon, pimpin'.
Yeah, but not giving up the cheese for the bacon.
Oh, damn.
Wow. So, while Emma gets the book, we ended up on a story. You know, him was, you know, having a big old, you know, temper tantrum about the cheese being gone and everything. So he said, we deserve this cheese, him said. We certainly had to work hard, long and hard enough to find it. He picked up a nice fresh piece and ate it. We're going back. This is back over here when they found the cheese and everything like that. Okay, this is back. Okay, now we're back where they don't see no cheese. They said, what? No cheese? Him yelled. He continued yelling, no cheese, no cheese. As tough as he shouted loud enough, someone would put it back. Who moved my cheese? He hollered. Finally, he put his hands on his hips, and his face turned red, and he screamed at the top of his voice and said, it's not fair. Hard just shook his head in disbelief. He, too, had counted on finding cheese at Cheese Station C. He stood there for a long time and froze with shock. He was just not ready for this. Him was yelling something, but Ha didn't want to hear it. He didn't want to deal with what was facing him. He was just tuning everything out. The little people's behavior was very attractive or was not very attractive or productive, but it was understandable. Finding cheese wasn't easy. it meant a great deal more to the little people than even enough. It wasn't enough for everyone to eat every single day. Finding cheese was the little people's way of getting what they thought they needed to be happy, and they in their own idea of what the cheese meant to them, depending on their taste. So basically, like we said, you know, the cheese is it depends on what your taste is. You know, whether it's that car, that Ferrari, getting it, and you know that car gets banged up, what you gonna do? Cry about it, or you're going to fix it and do something about it. You know, the crazy thing about change is, like, some people just sit there and start crying and all depressed. What you going to do? Just sit there? Talk about it. Have you guys ever been in a situation where you, or people you know that if something happens, they just act like they're going to have a whole, like, you know, the life is over and everything like that? Talk about it. Emma?
Why is it always got to be me and Bugsy on the line?
Bugsy, go ahead, Bugsy.
Like,
go ahead,
I mean, I thought it was ladies first. Plus, you know, we seem to have that time where we say things, and Emma go. They said what I was going to say.
One king, it's two queens and one king, so we're gonna allow the king.
All right. Since you gonna put me on the spot, I'm gonna step in. But yeah, like there's sometimes like people come to me, you know, because. I'm gonna tell it like it is, but you know, certain people they're scared to let things change because they don't like the outcome. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like sometimes people don't look at the big picture or the change. You know what I mean? They always think about, you know, themselves. You know what I mean? To a point, but sometimes when you're trying to make a change in life, you can't really just look at it from your angle. You know what I mean? You gotta like break it down from every aspect. You know what I mean? And I just try to get at the people. You know what I mean? Because they feel like, oh, it's a wrap. It's not so much I can do this situation and that. You know what I mean? It's like certain people with kids. I tell them, like, you got the best gift in the world is your kids. You know what I mean? So don't ever look like you really ain't got nothing, you know, to live for or nothing towards like that to keep striving. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you got them, and that's all you need. If you ask for me.
Definitely, and that's definitely the truth on that, because you know. A lot of people, they think, you know, tragedy, there's certain, like natural disasters. What can you do about it but put it in God's hands, right, and give it to God? Because there's certain things that we just can't change. There's certain things that we just can't do about it. All we can do is pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and make a change for the better and learn to adapt to the situation. You know what I'm saying? If your house get burns up, right, my house blew up, my apartment blew up, Emma know, blew up. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean? From there, I still did a show, but I had to be able to adapt. Like, look, if I sit here and cry about it, how am I going to take care of what I need to take care of? I got to do my show. I got to do this. Yeah, I was shaking like crazy, but at the same time, I got to adapt and do what I have to do, because if I sit there and panic, that might be the end of everything that I might be doing. I might have a nervous breakdown, you know? So you got to be able to learn to adapt when it comes to life and changing and do things like that. So, but I want to hear from Emma what she thinks. And we also have callers calling in, and we're going to bring the callers in. Callers, if you're just joining us right now, we're talking about part two of Who Moved My Cheese. It's a wonderful book that came out, and it talks about life changing and are people ready for change and what does change mean to you. And we're talking and discussing the book right now. And if you have any, opinions or comments on change, you know what I mean, you can talk to us in a second. But we're going to have the beautiful and sexy Emma of E2K Magazine live in the building. E2K, what up, Emma?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, change, people are scared, you know, of change. I know a lot of people, I mean, I get phone calls. I'm telling you, I should have took as a profession, like either psychiatrist or some type of that in that field, or because I get calls daily, you know, friends and family, and we talk a lot about that particular topic, which is change. You know, people don't take kindly to change, and I always say why you have to look at change as a negative thing as opposed to looking at it as a positive thing, you know, because everything that happens, by the way, oh, I pinched my toe, oh, that means I'm going to have, you know, bad luck for the rest of the day. Oh, you know, whatever. You know, everything always has to be negative. But why is that, you know? Why can't something happen and you be like, you know what? You know, I was doing this, but being that this happened to me, let me try something else. You know, let me do a positive change. Let me embrace this change and run with it. So that's kind of like the advice, excuse me, that I give my family and friends. Don't be scared of the change, you know, because, okay, we never know the outcome, but you still never know the outcome for you to continue doing the same thing that you're doing anyway, you know? So, you know, just don't be afraid of change. Embrace it.
Emma, you got your transcript, because I'm going to let these two callers come in real quick. We got some callers
I'm
from the 347.
I'm looking for it. You know, I have thousands of emails. I don't know if you know. Listen to the things.
Yo, I love you, Emma. We're going to go ahead and bring these callers on real quick. And get
Do that.
Got a caller from the 347-420. You're live on Street Queens, The Movement. Peace.
Yo, it's your boy TDI. What up?
What up, TDI? What up, baby boy?
What's going on, y'all? I ain't never read that book a day in my life, kid, so I'm completely out of the loop. I never heard of it. I'm not saying it's bad, but, yo, kid, I'm just calling to say what up, you know what I mean, showing y'all some love.
Nah, TDI, you're going to answer the question. Talk about
change.
What do you fear about change? What's the hardest thing to deal with when it comes to change?
The transition, man, like from you comfortable doing what you do all your life, or you know what I'm saying, for as long as you did it, to then having to do it differently, man, and not knowing if people is going to accept you for it or look at you different, or you know what I mean? It's hard, depending on what you do. Change is always hard, man. Change is difficult, but it's not necessarily bad, man. It could benefit you in the long run.
Definitely. And
that's a good point that he did, right? It said right there about the transition.
You sure
no,
you
man.
Ain't read this book, dog?
Man, I mean, I do music, man, so I know I wasn't always rapping the same, man. I had to develop, I had to stop doing things, I had to start doing things. It's hard, man, but, you know, you got to get in where you fit in, man. That's it. Can't be
well, you know, another thing we talked about in regards to change, TDI, is like, you know, with your, you know, doing rap. Remember when you was talking about, you know, you were starting your show on Mondays on Lush Radio Online, plug in Monday nights at 8 o'clock. But anyway.
Bang.
So, but, you know, when you were starting your show, it was hard for you to get you a co-host, and sometimes you had to let some of your peoples go because you ain't feel like they were serious.
They
but,
wasn't
you know,
serious. Now I can't get everybody to shut up. It's too crowded. I love it.
You know? So, I mean, you know, but you had to go through transitions with that, you know, finding
yeah.
the right person to compliment you on your show, you know.
I just had to be patient with it, too. Like, it wasn't going to happen when I wanted it. So I said, you know what? It's going to happen. I'm just going to wait and see how it's going to unfold. So I just stuck with my guns, man. You know, turned out to be okay. And it's only getting better.
That's what it is. I'm definitely proud of you, man. I got another caller from the 347-847. What's goody?
Scream at me.
What's good? Who this?
Charlie, y'all, what's going on? What's going on over there, B?
What's
Cali
good?
On, let me give y'all a little intro on Cali On, man. Cali On is my man. He was on my show on Monday. Lush, he was the one saying that you sound real familiar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he's, you know, Bronx niggas ain't never too far behind, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Definitely, Miss Lay, I'm calling to show some love.
With the gangster lean, like,
it's
yeah, me.
It's Cali On. Cali On, he fly on his show, Cali On.
And that's how you feel? Okay.
From the BS.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But I definitely understand what change is. Change is definitely the only thing that's constant in life. Mm. Period.
Dang, did you hear that? That joint got me mad excited. Dang.
Change is the only thing that's constant in life, baby. You understand? Like, regardless of what's going to happen, everything is going to change. Whether
change
it's gonna
come.
Or whether it's going to be for the worse. So. You better take your punches. My whole motto is roll with the punches and get knocked out. So
remember that. Remember yo, Cal, you had a song like that too. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that shit.
Mm-hmm. Roll with the punches or get knocked out. Roll with the get knocked out.
Nah, hell no. That shit was nowhere near. Come on, man. You got the remix though.
I like that though, Ma. It wasn't
so
nowhere near like that.
I'm trying to get a deal here, okay? I'm trying to make my own CD, okay?
Got you.
So we gonna continue on. Stay on the line with us, Galeon. And my boy TDI, because we got more into the story and stuff, so we discussing different parts of the story. So stay on the line with us, Kings.
Oh, I love that.
You know, the little people, you know, basically, you know, they were finding their way of getting their thoughts together and stuff because they found out that there was no more cheese. Basically, the little people are supposed to be like human beings, and they basically, you know, they feel, they type in a way like with some people's mentality, like, oh, this is always going to be here. I don't have to work hard for it. They're going to hand it to me in a silver spoon. But what if they cut off that trust fund? What if they cut off that money? What you going to do then, you know? But the scratch and sniff of the mice, and they have that natural, adapt the natural born survival sense that we naturally have to have sometimes. You know, when you're in the streets or you trying to be a single, you're a single mother taking care of kids, you got to adapt. You got to do what you got to do. You got to make a dollar out of 15 cents. You know, that's just like how some of these, I'm not trying to, you know, don't take it no type of way, but, you know, some of these Caucasian people, when the recession came, they want to jump off of buildings and stuff. Black people say, yo, we're going to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Son,
niggas is killing themselves. I remember that shit. Niggas couldn't pay that yacht off. He was like, it's over, man. Wrapped his lips around a revolver. It was gone.
No.
The cowards were out. I'm going to tell you the only reason why that is, though. You know, we come from nothing. We make something out of nothing from natural. We come into this shit with 4 or 5 strikes against us anyway. Then if we become successful, it's because we grinded and we stay consistent on anything we chose to do. Now, when these people's all cakey and they got all this money and they got these silver platinum, all these silver dips, all that white gold spoons and all that, when they got that, so then they lose it. They don't know not to not have. So whenever they don't have, they like, oh, my God, what the fuck, slip my wrist the long way, not from left to right, but the long way, so they get
to the fall.
Yeah, full arm to wrist. You understand what I'm saying? They don't meet really
yeah.
like that. So it's crazy. See, we know, like, we could be broke, get money, and be broke again and say, all right, well, I'm not nervous. I know how to get back there because I already set the blueprint. I know my footsteps. I'm going to walk right through the same footprints I've been walking through in the sand. I know what they look like. These niggas don't know what it is. They don't have no sand. Them niggas have been on the beach or on the docks their whole life. So as soon as they get out of sand, they like to, their feet hot. They hot their feet. They burn their feet. They don't know how to move. We know how to pad. You know what I mean? So it's different. We know how to come from nothing and make nothing into something. They don't know how to say, all right, well, we never been here before, and those who can't adapt will either sink or swim. Simple.
That's the truth.
It ain't rocket science. These niggas ain't used to nothing. So that's why we know how to get some shit. So when somebody is used to always having, when they don't, it is a mass hysteria. Like, what are you, what you mean I can't go, what are you talking about?
I can't go to Bloomingdale? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
My car was declined?
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah, re-swipe. You got me confused. Punch in the numbers.
My bank account
right.
is empty? Come on now.
Yeah. Assets froze. What do you mean? What does that mean? Yeah, you know what that means. Stupid. You fucking broke. It's over. Figure it out.
It's over.
Sink or swim.
That shit is shredded. It's over.
I love this dude. He's great.
It's over.
Yo,
sink
so we're going to move
back.
On. We hold that thought. We're going to move on to the story. If you're just joining us right now, we're talking about who moved my cheese, talking about changing life. You know, are you ready for change? Are you prepared for change? You know what I mean? If anything happens right now, would you be prepared? So that's what we're talking about in this book. It's a great book. And if you need a transcript of this story, I'll send it to you. It's only $2. Email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com, and we'll send you the transcript on Street Queens, the movement, so you can follow along with us. But this is part two. So basically, okay, the whole metaphor of the cheese is it symbolizes something. Okay, for some, finding cheese was having material things. For others, it's enjoying health and developing a spiritual sense of well-being. For Ha, cheese meant feeling safe, having a loving family someday, and loving a cozy cottage on Cheddar Lane. And him, cheese was becoming the big cheese in charge. You know what I'm saying? The head compadre, the hell, mucho, whatever. The head man in charge, man, and owning the big house on the top, you know what I mean, of the hill. Because cheese was important to them, the two little people spent a long time trying to decide what to do. So they don't have no plan B, plan C. What I learned in the military is that you need to have a plan A, plan C, and even a plan D. Or the last thing is just call on, hey, God, look, man, look. But anyway, you know, all they could think of was to keep looking around cheeseless and station C to see where the cheese had really gone. While scratch and sniff is the little mice. They got that natural, you know, survival sense. So they quickly moved on. Like Jay-Z say, on to the next one. Scratch and sniff, like, yo, there ain't no cheese, son. We got to look for some new cheese, man. We got to re-up, pimpin'. You know what I mean? Him and Ha continued, him and Ha. They started ranting and raving. They like, oh, my God, the injustice. The man is holding us down. You know, we can't get our cheese. There ain't no cheese. They got depressed. You know what I'm saying? What would happen if the cheese wasn't there tomorrow? He had made future plans based on his cheese. So, basically, you know, him and Ha, which are the little people, they done already planned on this cheese. They thought they was going to make big futures with the cheese. But the cheese is gone, so what they going to do? You know, the little people couldn't believe it, that this could happen. No one warned them. It wasn't right. You know, they just, you know, mad at anything. Him and Ha, they went home that night hungry, discouraged. You know, but before they left, they wrote on the wall. They said the next day him and Ha left their homes. They wrote on the wall. The next day, they left their homes and they returned to Cheese Station, where they still expected somehow to find their cheese. So, basically, they expected somehow to find their cheese again. And I don't know how the hell they was gonna find some cheese, because you know we know in reality that there's no freaking cheese. Like, where is the cheese? The cheese is gone. You know. So, you know, the thing is, for the people that's live on the line with us. Why do people expect something to be there when they know it's not going to be there? You expect a person that you say you love or whatever, just that you expect them to be there, but you know that they're not doing right or things ain't right, or you expect a job to be there knowing that you ain't been coming to work on time, you ain't been doing what you're supposed to do, and they fire you, and you expect them to still have you there. Why do we sit here and assume things that we already know is going to happen for us? And lots of times they give you pink slips without no warning. You making $1,000 and stuff. Like, what? I mean, what's up with that? Why do people expect that something's going to be there when you know nothing is basically 100% guaranteed, people? What's up with people thinking about that? Talk to us, fellas. Talk to us, ladies. Talk to us.
It's living in a fantasy world.
I think people get too comfortable, that's all.
Yeah, it's all about comfortability. Living in the fantasy world, you create a bubble, you just living in it, you just think you're the man in the bubble, and shit can't happen. As soon as a nigga pop that bubble, and that little harsh breeze come in,
they hit
shit.
That floor, they like, nah, I fell?
Yeah, that's concrete.
Nah, I was supposed to fall. That name wrong, because they fired you.
Definitely.
So what, I came in late all the time? That don't mean nothing. You come in late, too. What are you talking about?
Bring everybody there. This nigga stole something last week. I didn't fire him.
Yeah, well, now you start telling. On a walkout, you just pointing at people. Him. What about James? He's been selling for months.
We see that. We'll beat him up.
Yeah, that shit is crazy. It's called people
everybody
living.
Everybody want to beat up their boss when they get fired, man. I'll be telling them, listen, they got all your paperwork and all that. Fall back, man. You got what you deserve. And you called out. You missed 3 days in a week. You ain't even call out. Come on, man. Be there. It's over.
At least you got unemployment. You know what I mean?
You got a shot, maybe.
Oh,
ain't guaranteed.
So.
You got a shot, though.
Yeah, at least you eligible for unemployment. You know what I mean? So that's how I look at that shit. I expect the worst, and I hope for the best. That's my motto. I come into this shit saying, oh God, like my whole day fucked up, and that was just happening. I'm like, this. Yeah, that's what's up. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to surprise myself. I ain't with it. To let down my whole life. Imagine me allow what happened to me now.
Wow.
I'll pass.
Wow. Emma, what you think about that, Em?
Okay, I can. You know, I'm like on two computers, two laptops, trying to tweet and all that, but you always put me on function.
I'm looking at y'all on the iPad right now, too. This shit is crazy.
Yo, that's hot right there.
Yeah, you in that iPad, son. You know what? I'm going to get online right
now,
too, man.
You're trying to make cats jealous with the iPad, son. All
right. Yeah, nigga had my music bumping up the iPad earlier.
That shit is tough, though. Loud is loud.
It was. I ain't going to lie. I was gassed.
It's true what he said. It's true what he said about people. You know, people do get comfortable. You know, there's been plenty of situations, like early on when I first started, like, the magazine. And, you know, I had some interns and people working and, you know, you first get your friends and those that are with you, like, yo, no, you crazy, we going hard body, let's go. And then when they're not getting paid, it's like, damn, Emma, you know, you can, like, give me a little something. Like, okay. Then they start getting paid. Then they're still doing the same thing they were doing when they were interns. Hold up. I'm giving you money now. Why is this office looking like? Why you ain't picking up the phone? Why are you coming in with your pajamas? Like, you know, what the hell is going on here? Like, you know?
Wow.
So people do get comfortable. They get in a mindset like, oh, but we cool. I was here for you from day one. Yeah, day one you wasn't getting paid, and day 15 you're getting paid now. So everything changes. Once you are in exchange for money, you do work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Once you collect someone's money and you say you're going to do a job, you need to do that job. Otherwise, then you no longer get the money. You know, so that's, you know, and people just, you know, that's just what it is. People get a little too comfortable.
Yeah,
people, they got to pull their shoes up. Niggas is like, yo, listen, you was going hard when we was broke. Now we get a couple of dollars. You comfortable? You want to relax? What are you talking about? You want to go back to being broke again? No, pull your shoes up. Because now that your salary increased, your motherfucking drive, your motivation, your work ethic should be. If it doesn't match it, it should succeed it. So if you ain't going harder than what you was going when you wasn't getting nothing, then maybe I should stop. I demote you. I'm going to figure this shit out real quick. Only because I fuck with you, and you've been there from the beginning. I'm not going to fire you, but I'm going to demote you to where you was going. You was a little worker bee. So demote you, make you appreciate some shit. And I'm, sometimes I let them know. You just take that paper. So you should do it by little workers on the block. Low niggas be sitting out there packed up. They be getting low $2, $3 off a bag. You be like, nah, you got that. So you start hitting them out like Friday's your day. You don't see him for Saturday. You don't see him on Sunday.
Monday won't come back.
Friday, he come back on Monday broke. All right, what's what I'm going to do? You'll go back to your little, you get paid for what you did, and we'll see what's going on. But you still care about the little nigga because he helped you out from the grit, from the grind. All that little money he was going to make, you put it to the side. You don't tell him he got it to the side. You just got him working hard. Like, yeah, I've been seeing you, homie. He think you just gave him a super-duper bonus, but he just got everything he paid for.
Because right away they say that you change. Right away it's like, oh, now you get money, and now you're different, and now you're changing.
You have to be.
You got to change for the better, though, in your life. Cause if you don't change for the better in your life, you're going to stay stagnated and be them crabs in the barrel and stay in one place, you know?
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is that people are happy when you're down. But when you're getting up there, people are tight. Everybody's happy when you sitting there, y'all in one bedroom apartment sharing it, and everybody's trying to survive. But then when you trying to sit on that house on the hill, you getting money, you telling cats to work, it's like, oh, you changed, son. You feeling yourself. Nah, son, I'm trying to be successful. I would think you would try to be happy for me. You know?
Yeah, or do what you got to do to get next to me, nigga, because I'm going.
Don't get in front of the train. You're gonna get run over. Get on the train. Let's go.
Yeah, you might want to be.
Yeah, guys, we got another caller from a block number. We're gonna bring them in a quick second. But let me read up the get up to the next part of the story. The situation hadn't changed, so the cheese wasn't there the next day. We all know the cheese wasn't gonna be there the next day. You know what I'm saying? The cheese was no longer there. The little people didn't know what to do. Him and Hodge just stood there, immobilized, like two statues. They like, dang, son, no cheese? Word? All right. So Hodge shut his eyes tight and he put his hands over his ears, and he just wanted to block everything out, and he didn't want to know that the cheese supply had gradually been getting smaller. He believed that it's been moved all of a sudden. He analyzed the situation over and over, and eventually he contemplated in his brain that was huge. But and he basically said that, why did they do this to me? He demanded, what's going on here? Finally, Haw opened his eyes and looked around and said, by the way, where are Sniff and Scurry? Do you think that they know something that we don't? Him snuffed. What would they know? What would they know? So basically, they trying to say that the little mice don't know anything because they don't got complex brains and stuff. You know what I'm saying? They just animals. They don't know nothing. You know. So they continue. They're just mice. They just respond to what happens. We're little people. We're smarter than mice. we could be able to figure out. We know we're smarter, he said. We don't even seem, you know, they don't seem to be acting smarter at the moment. Things are changing around here, him. Maybe we need to change and do things differently, you know. So one of them is like, yo, man, check it out, son. We need to do something different. Like, real talk, we're going to die if we don't eat nothing. Like, what's really going on? You know what I mean? And I want to talk about that. I want to talk about, you know, that, you know. Also, the situation of, you know, like I work with children that have special needs. You got people that got PhDs and everything like that. Don't you hate an educated idiot? You got people that are so smart, but when they get to a certain level, it's like they don't got common sense to adapt. But let's talk about that, because I know plenty of you guys experienced that whole situation. So they just basically saying that, you know, scratch and sniff don't know nothing because they little mice. You know what I mean? But let's talk about it. We got a caller from the block number. You want to talk to us, baby? Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Caller from the block number. I guess you just want to listen.
That's your stalker.
I guess so. I always got stalkers.
That's
it's
why we don't block
or
calls.
It's either mine's or Emma's.
Stop hiding. We ain't hiding from you.
It's either mine's or Emma's or TDI's, you know, because TDI got them chicks that be on his joint hard body.
I ain't got no stalkers because my security team is tight, so them
security.
Stalkers they already know that.
Yo, what? Seriously. So just talk about it. You know, I'm going to let Emma go first. You know what I'm saying? You got some people that, you know, feel like, you know, they might feel like they superior than you and they can do stuff better than you because they got a PhD. But really, okay, like say you can get, a lot of people love you, right, Emma? Because you know your way of how to get to people because you understand people, how they move and they feeling. While a person that has a PhD might not get to that person like you do. So talk to us about it. How you feel about that?
I feel that all these people that go see psychiatrists and pay them all that money should give it to me. That's what I feel like.
Me too.
Because I don't have a degree on my wall. I still got to listen to the BS. I still got to give advice. I still got to run out at 2 in the morning when you need me. I'm just saying. You know, the psychiatrist charge like $200 an hour. I'm willing to split it down to $100. I mean, I'm just saying. But, you know... You know, besides that, it's true. There's let me even take it to another example. I was one time in a conference for publishers of magazines, and they had like, you know, the major magazines there. You know, we're not gonna mention their names. I'm not giving nobody else no plugs, but there were some publishers that, you know, that went to school and had all this, you know, book knowledge and degrees and stuff like that about publishing, and they can tell you the in and outs of publishing. And mind you, I'm in there with my GED, you know, with my confidence at 100, and, you know, talking to everyone like if I just, you know, like if I had, you know, I had all those degrees too. And you get into these conversations with these people and, you know, and they're vibing with you and, you know, we're speaking the same language because, you know, when you're a publisher, like when you're a rapper, like when you're a singer, everybody has their own lingo and their own language to understand, you know, their field. So, you know, I'm speaking the language, blah, 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 I'm doing this, whatever, all of a sudden came to, so where did you, you know, graduate from? Oh, and where did you graduate from? Oh, and where did you And with, well, I didn't graduate from nowhere. I actually just have my GED and just have a passion for writing and just, you know, decided to be my own publisher and did my own magazine. What? All of a sudden now I wasn't involved in the circle anymore because but you've been talking to me for the last 2 hours. You asked my opinion. I told you things that you didn't even know. And now because all of a sudden now you found out at the time my GED, now I can't be part of the conversation because you think I don't know nothing. I just taught you something like a half an hour ago. So, at least to that, they, by the way, you know, I was like kind of X'd out the circle because I was the GED person. You know, I didn't have the degrees or whatever, but yet I have more knowledge than a lot of people that were standing there in the circle that they didn't even know, you know, the color a type of ink or paper or nothing, you know, nothing that relates to the field that they have all these degrees for.
Definitely. Shout out to the educated idiots out there, yo. Word
love
up.
Them. Love
get
them.
Get out of here.
I love them.
All day, son.
All
cut
day.
The check. They cut the check.
They do cut the check. Shout out to y'all for cutting the checks. Word up. Because without
yeah.
y'all want, you know, we need y'all to cut them checks for us. Holla.
Absolutely.
Definitely. And guys, do you got anything to touch on that in regards to what Emma said? Bugsy and TDI. Everybody.
Bugsy, who's that? I don't know. Bugsy must be the black hole of that cult that just said.
No, Bugsy is always our faithful guy that comes and co-hosts with us. He's the one of
okay.
all the time.
I ain't hearing nothing. Because I ain't hearing no dudes on that. I'm like, this is Bugsy.
He was already on the line and we lost him.
Oh, I was about to introduce myself again. Hey, y'all. My name's Calion. What's going on? And mama, I definitely support my sisters and all that. Let me know where I can pick up some magazines and all that shit. I definitely sponsor the people, sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, Kylie,
I got my own record label.
We're going to drop off some flyers to you if you're in the Bronx. I'm in the Bronx right now. Emma's going to be here tomorrow in the Bronx. We can definitely meet you and drop off some flyers and stuff. You know.
Oh, tomorrow? Yeah, I'll be around tomorrow. We can definitely
meet. This motherfucker's in Denver somewhere, top of the mountain somewhere. Man.
Yeah, you know we're on the radio, right?
Well, the good thing with technology, it doesn't matter where you are. You can still call in and have, you know, a wonderful time with us and hang out with us still via...
Definitely.
Definitely on Street Queens The Movement. If you're just joining us right now, you're live on Street Queens The Movement. They got the view. We got the panel. We have lovely ladies live on here. We have the wonderful kings that join us each and every Thursday talking about real life and issues. We're talking about change. We're talking about Who Moved My Cheese Part 2. If you want to join in, all you got to do is call in at 347-826-7722. If you'd like to have a transcript of the show or a transcript of Who Moved My Cheese, all you got to do is it's only $2. This is one-time special on the show. All you got to do is email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. It's only $2, and you can follow along with us. Who moved my cheese? You know?
Those pesos.
Hey, yo, how come I can't see y'all, man?
Oh,
why you want to see us?
Live. You're going to see us live
on Saturday. You see us Saturday streaming.
That we be
up, man. That's all right. Yeah, man. I don't know, man. G5 shit is messing my head up. We the iPad too, I think.
Yo, you crazy. We got another caller from the 718. We about to bring them on in a second real quick. But we're going to go up with the last bit of the show of the basically the story. So basically, you know, him and her, you know, they arguing and stuff like that. You know, and they mad at the you know, they mad at the mice. They talking about, yo, why should they benefit, you know, off of the cheese and stuff. If they know something, they should be telling us, you know, and why
you
they
want me to be the best?
And basically him said that because we're entitled, and then Ha was like, entitled to what, you know? And they said we're entitled to our cheese. Why? Ha asked. Because we didn't cause this problem. Him said, somebody else did this and we should get something out of it. So basically a situation happened and you want to blame everybody else, but you don't want to accept responsibility that you weren't aware of your surroundings. You know, when you're on the streets or you're in the military, they say be aware of your surroundings. Know what's going on around you. When you don't know what's going on around you, a sniper might shoot you dead in your head. You know, anybody can shoot you. Somebody can sit there and take your money. Somebody can do something. You have to be aware of everything that's going on around you. Seriously. You know what I mean? That's why some people say I'll be nicked up and stuff, because I don't play that, man.
Wait, what? What did you say?
No, son. What are you doing? What are you doing?
What did they say? What did they
say?
I missed that one.
She comes in with the fatigue and shit, talking about, I am a goat. I'd be like, girl,
oh,
I'm not falling on the floor.
You and your hoorah shit? Uh-oh. You in the military, bro?
about change, about being aware of your surroundings. So basically, you know what I'm saying, they looking around, you know what I'm saying, with the cheese and stuff like that. So basically the whole sense of the whole book is, you know, is people making change in their life and people realizing that they need to adapt to situations and knowing what's going on with themselves, you know? Because people just sit there and they wait for things to happen, you know, and they just expect things to happen in their life, but it's not going to happen like that. You got to work for everything. There's no silver spoon in life. You know, if you lucked up to happen like that, oh well, but for average people, no. No silver spoon is handed to you. And we're going to open up the line for a caller from 917-917-912. You're live in the building on Street Queens, the movement. Peace.
Hey, Lady Lush, it's Z calling from the Bronx.
What's good with you, girl?
I've read this book 8 or 9 times, no joke.
Wow.
We have a reader in the building,
Somebody that read the book.
I read this book in high school. I read it in college. I read it in a real estate course I had to read. For the real estate course I was taking a couple months ago, it was mandated to read. And I lived my life through this book. You're not entitled to anything in the world except life and death.
Wow.
Everything else you have to work for. And if you're busy sitting around waiting for something to come to you, you're going to end up broke for the rest of your life.
Yo, let's give her some Street Queens love, yo.
Yeah, break it down.
I'm telling you, the first time I read it, I was a sophomore in high school. And for economics, I had to read it. And I'm sitting here like, oh, crap, you know, this is something. I should have sat here and waited for the cheese and just starved until I decided to move around or taking the initiative to move on with my life, do what I had to do to make sure I was good.
So Z, tell us the breakdown of the story to you and how you applied it to your life in the everyday.
I saw it as honestly, I could have been like the rest of my family, hem and haw, and sat down and waited for things to come to them,
mm-hmm.
and end up living paycheck to paycheck for the rest of my life. Or I could have been, like, sniff and scurry, ran out, did it myself, and at the end of the day, yeah, it was hard to get to the other side, but once I got there, I was at a paradise of cheese where I could just sit down and relax.
Everybody wants that paradise of cheese, baby, yeah.
That's right.
I'm still on the road to it, but best believe I'm trying to get there.
At least you're working towards it. Because some people come complacent with their paycheck to paycheck. Don't you? You know what? And the crazy thing about it, people, the thing we need to understand is that the government itself is set up for us to be reliant on them. They'll give you enough for you to be able to survive and make it, but they'll never give you enough for you to be content. So that's why you have to find other means, not just, you know, you got your 9-to-5, but strive for always being better than what you are. You want to be better than your parents. You want to be better. And you also want your children to be better, you know. So you have to go out there and establish yourself and always work for better things in your life. Don't sit there and be stagnated and never allow anybody to become an enabler for you so you won't be successful and you won't be able to make your change, you know.
Hey, yo, Lush, I'm going to tell you the truth. That shit you just said about the government, they want you to be reliant. That is the blueprint to being a boss. I don't care who you are, if you're official, get money or any
48 laws of power, baby.
You are
48 laws of power.
48 laws. It's the problem. You keep them well fed, but you also let you know when to starve them. You don't overeat them. You don't overwhelm them with supplies, because when you give anybody an abundance of anything, they get bright ideas.
A lot of the problems we have now are because of the government. They tell us, it's cool. You don't have a job, we'll put you on unemployment. And they're giving you up to $435 a week. You're sitting there, and you're like, okay, why go to work for an extra $100 when I can sit on my butt and get it for free?
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
It's all about you give them.
Not a lot of people are making $900, $1,000, $1,200 a week. Not a lot of people are doing that. So if you're going to get paid $500, why do that when you can get $400 for free to sit on your ass all day?
Damn right.
The government is
enabler. Government is enabler.
They give you welfare, like, oh, come, we'll help you. Why? Why go get a job? If we're going to feed you, we're going to help you with your housing. Now, I have nothing wrong with that if you need the help. Because people do need the help, and I understand that. But only up to a certain extent. Because why are you sitting here? The government's helping these women who are just baby-making factories 7-8 kids later so they can get good tax returns and sit on their butts all day because the government's going to pay the rent. The government's going to feed their kids. And who's the government? I'm the government. It's coming out of my check.
That's definitely the truth. And the crazy thing about it, if hard-working people like me and Emma, right, we can work our butts off.
I work hard, too.
Yeah, and even the single fathers, we work our butts off. But it seems like the people that don't want to, it seems like the people that don't want to do stuff with themselves, with their lives, it seems like they are always the ones that get these benefits.
Yeah.
Yo, I had to go through, you know, hell and back just to get assistance for my daughter to go to pre-K while I was struggling, trying to get a, doing a job and everything. But you can see these girls, you know, they all they do is make babies all day, every day. I'm a single mother just coming from a divorce, trying to take care of my child, but I got to go through hell and back. But these chicks can have 5 or 6 babies. They get, like, they tax returns are like 15,000, son.
Five, six different baby daddies. And not one of those baby daddies could take care of the damn kids. Like, why you, out of all the 6 guys you pick, you have to pick the 6 losers that don't take care of the kids? Like, Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm a
the first 3 or 4 times.
It's sad, man. It's sad.
I went to the store 3 days ago. I bought myself a sandwich and a couple other things, and I went to pay with my debit card. And the lady at the, like, you know, counter's like, we don't accept hot sandwiches with EBT cards. And I'm looking at her like, bitch, this is my debit card, first off. And secondly, I wish I had food stamps, because if I did, I wouldn't be paying with my debit card.
Yeah, look at my emblem. You see the emblem? We have reflectors on ours. That is an EBT.
It says MasterCard.
Yeah, we got reflectors on these cards. Don't you see the emblem?
Yeah. No, that's sad.
Like,
that's
are you kidding me? But you know what it is? I do live in a neighborhood where that's the average person.
Yeah, we're from the That's it. I live in the heights.
I won't lie. I live in the heights where the best thing for someone to do is graduate high school. You know what I mean? So when I graduated college, everybody's looking at me like I'm crazy. And I'm sitting here like, what? Are you kidding me? Like,
Nah, I'm going to tell you the truth, hold on. I don't mean to cut you off, but they definitely, the niggas in your hood was not saying, damn, she crazy. They were saying, oh, shit, she about to do something. I need to get with her and maybe stick a baby in her.
Let me be honest with you. I played ball my whole life.
I'm just saying.
For me to go play ball overseas, I had to sell chocolate. So I was running around to all the dudes standing on corners like, buy a chocolate for me. And they're all looking at me like, nah, shorty, why? And I'm like, dude, you want to know why? Because I'm 17 going to Japan for the third time in my life to play ball. You want me to stand on the corner with you or you want me to go play ball? Come on, help, help a sister out and buy a chocolate. That's a daughter.
That's real. Out of all 5 of them shits. Y'all definitely wild out. And I would ask for your number, though.
I'd buy the whole box, y'all. Just take that.
I'd have been on my bullshit like, yo, listen, all right, I'm going to buy the box, but you got to give me a number.
Nah, I would have waited until she walked away. Like, come here for a second. I forgot to tell you something.
One of these chocolates, one of these chocolate bars, put a number on there or something. You know what I mean? I'm going to get right back to you. Come on,
the number on the box.
I'm being
the box.
Y'all wild as I don't know what, man. Y'all been lazy alone.
Though,
y'all
Mom.
Crazy as hell.
No. That's what I respect that. Her grind was crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, everything is about your approach with life,
yeah.
with anything you're doing. You run up on a nigga selling, you run like, listen, homie, you out here trying to get some money? I'm trying to get some money, too. Listen, I need this paper to go do this, X, Y, Z. What's going on? It's a dollar. You take shorts from niggas running around all day. He might have 9. He might want, you hear me? Give me 2 for, you hear me? Give me 2 for 19. You listen, nigga, it's a dollar. You take shorts all day. He looked at you like, damn, man, you put a lot of thought into this shit. Let me get the box.
I did. That was my hustle since I was a kid. You know what it was? Like, you know, oh, I'm going to Connecticut next week. I got to sell some chocolates to pay for, you know, the gas to get over there. Oh, I need to pay my flight to Japan. The school would give us chocolate. You sell it, and the money goes to your flight. And I'm sitting here like, well, chocolate it is I'm selling this year. I want to get to Japan. How many kids do you know who went to Japan 3 times? Like, I'm sitting here like, don't play me. Come on, I know exactly what you're doing because I know what it smelled to cook some type of stuff at the age of 7, 8 because it was done right next to my apartment. You know what I mean?
That's not what my kids could be doing.
Yeah,
I know what it is. Like, you know what it is? I live in the Heights, home of the...
Yeah, I'm about to say that. Come on, that shit is... That's the kitchen.
That's home of everything you can get. I don't want my kids to grow up that way. My mom struggled really hard to send us to private school our whole lives because she was a teacher, and she was like, I'm not letting my kids screw up. So my mom worked her ass off and paid us to go to private school our whole life. But you know what that meant? She's broke now. So guess what? I need to make sure I have enough to make sure my kids go to school, my kids go to college, they do everything they have to do, and at the end of the day, I'm still good.
Because
a lot of times parents forget that they do so much into their kids that they forget about themselves at the end.
Yeah.
Definitely. And that's
you can't help yourself. You can't help nobody else.
We got another caller live on the line. Caller from the 646. I don't know. Is this Chocolate Mrs. live on the line with us? What's good? Nope.
Yo, what's going on? This is the one and only Swag. I ain't playing. What's good?
What's up, Swag?
What it is?
Yo, this is our boy Swag. Our boy Swag is the king of books. He is the book guru. He works for a publishing company, and he's definitely been on the show. He's actually the one that started us with the 48 Laws of Power that we discussed.
Smart man.
We're talking about, you know, who moved my cheese, and Swag is just like, he's just our guru on the show when he talks about, you know, different things, different thoughts. He's definitely a wonderful guy. Swag, so, you know, we were talking about, you know, change. You know, we're ending off, you know, Who Moved My Cheese Part 2. You know, and I know you want to go into detail in regards to, you know, the summer synopsis of the book and, you know, and drop your jewels and everything, fam.
Yeah, no question. I mean, that's definitely a powerful book, and I'm glad we touched base on that. I was just basically listening to what y'all was saying, though, actually, and there was some good points thrown in there. But as far as, like, you know, the whole concept of Who Moved My Cheese, I mean, it's like, it's funny because that's real relevant to these days and times. I mean, we live in, like, it's like real crazy. Like, we're in like a double recession. You know what I mean? Like, you remember, I don't know if y'all remember way back. You know what I'm saying? I know definitely Lush and Genius and M. I know y'all definitely remember. When I first started, I started out in the street. I called in the street queen walking on 42nd Street just building with y'all. And I'm doing the same thing again. I took it back to the essence. You know what I'm saying? So... I take it back to the essence of being in the, you know, amongst the people, you know, to see how society is flowing. And that's where I'm at right now. And everything that we discuss in the book, I can see the relevance of how it's taking place in today's time in our society and dealing with people. I see it unfolding. I see people moving away from the goal-oriented mindset into I'm just doing this instant gratification thing. And it's just been crazy, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm just soaking it all up, you know?
Real talk. A lot of people nowadays want instant gratification. They don't work. They don't want to work for it. Like, you know, a lot of people are just sitting around, like, yo, just like these MCs. Like me and Emma deal with this all the time. Whether it's we doing PR, we doing management, or we trying to promote somebody. Some of these artists are mad lazy, yo. They just expect you. They expect to get on, son. I'm going to get on and stuff like that. You need. Nah, son, if your project is garbage, what you expect me to do? Create miracles? You know what I mean? That's just like if you butt ugly and you come into salon and you want a makeover and you want me to make you look like freaking Kim Kardashian, you done lost your mind. Like, get out of here.
Right.
You know what
like,
I mean?
Like, real talk, Lush, like, to touch on that point a little bit, there's, you know, the company that I work for, they just published a book that for Prince, right? Now, I'm going to show you something, though. This is the problem with a lot of these artists, and this is relevant to what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? They lazy, and, like, if you Jay-Z, you can afford to do that. You know what I'm saying? If you Prince, you can afford to do that. When you're just starting out, and you're trying to get your, you know, trying to get your name popping, and you're trying to circulate throughout the industry, you can't be acting like you a boss or a don. You ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't cool you rap. Like, you ain't established like that. We don't even know who you are. What's your first name? What's your MC name? We don't even know who you are. So the point I was making is that Prince just did a book, and
a lot of people didn't hear about the book because it wasn't advertised, it wasn't promoted as greatly as it should have been. But a lot of what contributed to that was that in the contract, he stated that he didn't want to sign any autographs. I was a little surprised by that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, the point I'm making is that I was surprised by that, but that's Prince, so, you know what I'm saying? You can afford this. I don't want to. That's what I'm trying to say.
Even though I say it's kind of cocky, though, but, I mean, Prince can do that. He's established himself. Like, this dude done made, like, multi-platinum stuff. Like, come on. He can do that.
Hey, watch it.
That's Emma's husband anyway, so if we go too far on that, she going to call security on us.
People forget.
Right.
Prince still looked like he just got the stage for performing Purple Rain.
Wow.
Right.
Emma's going to call security on you, and I'm going to be forced to mute you because you can't talk about her husband.
I'm giving you a warning.
Don't say you wasn't warned.
Hey, I'm saying Prince is the only dude that still looked the same.
Yeah,
he really does.
My man looks just like me. We stay looking young.
I'm sorry, can we add Eminem to that one? Because I just saw him on the TV yesterday, and I'm like, dude, besides your hair color, you look exactly the same.
Yeah.
The same.
I think Eminem had, you can see some changes in him, especially you can tell he ain't getting high as much anymore. Now that he's stopped.
He's off of the drugs. Anybody would look different, but I mean physically, literally, he doesn't look like he's in his 30s. He still looks super young. He looks like a little kid still.
You know, that's that Caucasian color.
No, honey. Because we should all know that Hispanic women and African American women are the only two that age gracefully. Because you see a 40-year-old Caucasian woman and she looks like she's 70.
I gotta agree with you because
I'm in my 40s already, and you know, I still get rapped by 19 and 20-year-olds filling in their mama house.
Sexy,
so, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sexy.
Cool guys, get it on.
What nationality are you?
I'm Puerto Rican.
Exactly.
My father born in Puerto Rico. My mother born in Puerto Rico, both in the island. They were born in the island,
exactly,
and I was born in the Bronx.
If you're Hispanic or if you are African-American, because look at Oprah. I don't care what you tell me.
Oprah's a bobblehead. I'm sorry. I can't even.
She's
a bobblehead. I can't
still
even
look like she's in her late 50s.
She looks old.
Now that I'm thinking about it, yo, now that I'm thinking about it, your man Prince, I'm convinced. He might be. Babe, listen, I'm about to give him a compliment. Relax.
Okay, right.
The homie Prince, it's like he wrote the 48 Laws of Power. You understand what I'm saying? He takes that shit. Like, listen, you gotta think about it, right? Like when he don't, there's too much circulation, makes the Prince go down. You understand? I mean, makes the price go down. You understand what I'm saying? He used assets, increases his honor and respect. So why would I sign these books?
Mm.
They don't need to see me. You already got know what I look like.
Mm. But you know how much power he really got when he don't allow YouTube or none of these other internet
right.
to have his music. You know how strong you gotta be in the game.
Exactly. 48 Laws of Power, baby.
Yo, who's up with all that air on their phone, yo? I'm about to mute everybody, son.
That ain't me.
I don't got my phone over here.
But you want to say, what's up?
Somebody, I'm muting somebody.
That's power when you can say, you know what? I don't want my music played on YouTube, and you can call up and be like, yo, take my stuff down, and they are not allowed to play it or have it on. That's crazy.
Prince wrote the 40 Laws of Power with Vince. It's over.
You can do that after you've done the whole work and gotten to that point. The problem is nowadays, these kids wake up, they see that they got a little swag in their voice, and they're like, oh, okay, that's cool. I'm wonderful. Everybody else told me I'm great, so okay. That's it. Sign me up. Give me my first check. Let's do this.
Me and Calvin had that conversation, man. Just because you get that good feedback don't mean it's it, man.
Period.
No, it really isn't, because I'll be honest with you, I just heard a song yesterday, and this guy is already established somewhat. He has a couple songs out, a couple videos, and I'm sitting here like, who told you you could write this song, make a video, and let it out? Like, I was so upset when I saw that video yesterday.
I guarantee you somebody from the South.
Somebody put the battery in his back.
Cool.
And it was good, because I won't lie. I don't know if I can say his name. I don't want to, like, say it out, and then you guys be like, no, you couldn't say it. But
no.
He's sitting there, and I'm...
Say it. You can say it, but, you know, it's up to you if you're going to have any contact with the person, but if you need
I'm not. I'm not.
Bring it
it's
on.
Cool.
Bring it on, because you need
people
to quit. I'm sitting here like, wait a second. I put BET on yesterday to see some videos. I put BET on yesterday to see some videos, and I see Soulja Boy. And I'm like, hey, where's Soulja Boy? Pretty Boy Swag.
Listen, he read the book. Soulja Boy at 16 was already a millionaire. You know, we just said what we thought about him,
power.
But that nigga is sitting laying back and laughing.
Well, I'm saying
no, that song was like, never do it again, please. I saw the video, and he's like, Pretty Boy Swag. Pretty Boy Swag. I'm like, what much nuggets is this?
The secret. He read
the secret. Some of that money, though, that's what I'm saying, though. Holla.
Well, the money's lovely, but that song was not.
Stupid. He learned the 48 laws of power. He knows how to manipulate people in order to go to his direction. I mean, I can't even knock the little boy because he's smart as hell. And
I like him. I'm a fan of
little boy.
I like a lot of his music, not that song.
I don't think he knows the laws of power, but he might just subconsciously be moved in that way.
No, he
you know, of it, that's all.
Some of the 48 laws of power is just natural. Some people just do it.
Yeah,
but you know what? But on that note, check it out. We about to go into some quick music, you know, just because we can, because it's Street Queens the Movement. And when we come back, you know, we're going to wrap up. We're basically wrapping up the whole Who Moved My Cheese. And we're going to talk about this heat wave, man. I mean, if you're in the New York area, you're in the DMV, you're in Jersey, you're in Philly, you know it's been hitting like 105, 100 and blah, blah. And people are hot. They don't got no, some of them don't got no AC. They got fans.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy right now. You hot. All you can do is sweat. You know what I'm saying? You sweating anywhere. You know what I'm saying? You hot and funky. Let's talk about that. We're going to talk about that when we come back on Street Queens the Movement. And we're about to go into a throwback. Mary J. Blige, Method Man. Shout out to Wu-Tang. Shout out Papa Wu. You know what I'm saying? All I need.
Papa Wu.
Papa Wu. I'm sick of it.
You need me, for real girl, it's me in your world, believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman, queen with a crown that be down for whatever, there are few things that's forever, my lady, we can make war or make babies, back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something, that's why I'm with you to this day,
J.
no fucking, even when
that's
the skies
the
were gray, you were
all
me on my back and say,
Big
baby, it'll be okay, now that's real to a brother like me, baby, never ever give my cootie away, and keep it tight, alright, and I'm gonna walk in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Well, like, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give you, my nigga.
I'm
already on the wrong. Plus, I love the fact you got a mind of your own. No need if I'm locked up north. You in the world rocking 3/4 of cloth, never showing your stuff off, bro. It be true, me for you, that's how it is. I be your Noah, you be my Wiz. I'm your mister, you my missus, with hugs and kisses, Valentine cards and birthday wishes. Please, we on another level of planning, of understanding, the bond between man and woman and child, the highest elevation, cause we above.
This is Emma E2K. You are now tuned in to Street Queens, The Movement.
You heard it from the sexy, moist sexy Emma of E2K, live in the building, Street Queens, The Movement. You know what I'm saying? Because we sexy hot queens along with our sexy hot kings that join us each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock on the dot. You want to join in, call in at 347-826-7722, baby. We talked about who moved my cheese, you know what I'm saying? And we live in the building, give you what you want, what you need, and definitely on top of that, baby. You know what I'm saying? We talking about this heat wave, man. This heat wave. Yo, never since I ever been in New York or anywhere have I ever felt this heat. Besides, it's difference between heat and heat with humidity, where it's like mad irritating to the point that you just want to just get up and punch a cat in the face because you're so hot, you're so irritated. You took a shower, then you got to take like 3 more showers again because it's so hot. Some cats don't got AC, and you're in the hood. What you going to do? How do you stay cool with this heat? Let's talk about it, people. Are you frustrated? Emma, let's talk about it.
Girl, that's why I go and I dip and dab in New York. I go, do the show, and run right back over here to my central air at home and don't come outside until the next weekend.
For real, seriously.
And I have my AC, I got my ceiling fan and a regular fan, you know, so when that heat wave came in 103, I almost lost my mind, and then it just... The next day and the next day, it was like, okay, because you used to going through it one day, maybe two. It's like, okay, it's over. But this was hitting us hard body. It was just every week, like maybe like consecutive for 3-4 weeks. You just didn't know, you know, you just were going a little bananas. So
yeah,
I felt like I was heat bound. You know how some people say they get snowbound? They can't go nowhere because of the snow. I was heat bound. I couldn't go nowhere because of the heat.
Definitely, because people was passing out. They said an elderly woman died and stuff. Like, and make sure, while it's heat right now, people, please drink water. Stay hydrated. Like, I mean, I know we like sodas and everything, but really drink some water, seriously. You know what I mean? Drink some water. And it's crazy right now. Bugsy, what's good, man? I know you was laying out there butterball naked. What happened? What's good?
Fucking naked.
I mean, I'm going to take a little man out, you know what I mean? And, you know, you get to the point, man, it's hot out here, man. I'm out here in the white tee basketball shorts and the Jordan slippers, you know what I mean? Little man got the onesie on, too hot to be throwing on, like, the shorts and the joints, man. But we just be out here rocking, man, you know what I mean? Making it do
Yo, forget the onesie. Straight diaper it out, man. Yo, just take the onesie out and let him rock a diaper.
That's right.
Fucking naked.
Put the huggy jeans pants on and stuff. Fucking naked.
Fucking naked. Yo, caller from the 347. Is that Kylie Young still on the line with us? 347-847? I don't know who that is. But 646 Swag. How you keeping cool, man? How you keeping cool, man? This heat is retarded, yo.
Well, you know, I keep a strict diet, and I got my swag juice with me.
Son, you be out there bucking naked.
Oh, man. Nah, if I was butt naked, you know what I'm saying? They'd be running up to me. But, I got the swag juice, the swag power, you know what I'm saying? The swag power increases potency, if you know what I'm saying. Like, a lot of ginseng going on, you know what I'm saying? But listen, the way I keep cool is definitely what you mentioned, water. You know, H2O is definitely important. Also, you know, watch the amount of sugar that you intake. throughout the course of the day, because that's important as well. You know, if you have a lot of sugar in your diet, it breaks down your immune system. People don't know that.
Wow.
Of course, they're not going to tell you that. They're not going to tell you that. So, you know, I keep the Crystal Light going, you know.
Okay.
You know, Crystal Light, I drink a lot of protein shakes, and I eat a lot of fruits throughout the day, you know, and that's what keeps me moving throughout the day, you know.
So you saying that the number one tip to really help us during this heat wave is to take some fruits in, drink a lot of water, and cut down on the sugars that we intake, because it also causes us to be dehydrated also, right?
That's what it does. It breaks down the immune system, and then after the immune system begins to weaken, then what happens is your body is not producing the right amount of oxygen. See, that's the problem right there when people get dehydrated, is you don't have enough oxygen. That's the thing, you got to practice breathing too. Breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. A lot of people breathe in through the mouth, and the problem with that in this kind of extreme heat is that you got all these germs floating around. You know what I'm saying? And the germs, people don't know this, but germs move faster in the heat.
Wow, that is
so
true.
There's not a lot of oxygen circulating, so your body is like, and that's why people get out of breath faster in the heat as well, you know? So those are things you got to pay attention to.
So what is the proper way for us to breathe during this heat, you know, in order for us to stabilize ourselves?
The main misconception people make is that when breathing, they think that, you know, when you go to the doctor and they tell you, inhale and you do it slow and exhale fast, that's not the proper way. The right way is to inhale fast and exhale slow.
Definitely, definitely. So definitely, people, I want you guys to take note of some of the things that Swag is telling us about, because really this can be helpful for your life, because this heat is really like a problem. And also for the people that are doing firemen training, you have to put on those suits and everything like that, make sure you stay hydrated. If you feel like you're fatigued, maybe you should just sit down and not do that training that day. Schedule it for another day, because the training is very rigorous. And, you know, people that are in the military going through boot camp and stuff like that, you know, soldiers, you know, a lot of soldiers, you know, have died, you know, due to the heat, you know. It's a difference between regular heat, but heat with humidity, it's all about trying to get some oxygen in it. Sometimes it's hard to breathe. And also people that are asthmatic, if you have asthma, the best thing, please don't drink any milk products at all, because it clogs you up. And also on top of that, try to stay away from too much pollen and try to stay in an AC area, or try to be in an area that's not too congested if you have asthma, and always have your pump with you at all times. You know, so those are some things that are definitely important when it comes to this heat and stuff. But yo, all I'm saying is, yo, if you ain't never have an AC unit in your building, I implore you to go get one, because it's not a joke, pimping. Or find somebody that has one to spend the night at their crib. Like, you know what I mean? Real talk. And then definitely on top of that, and we're going to move on to the next topic. The next topic, we're just going to touch on this real quick, and we're going to wrap it up. The next topic is, what's the consequences? Do you feel the consequences are bigger or lesser when it comes to cheating? When a person cheats and they're in a regular, like, dating relationship, which they don't really know each other like that, is the consequences of cheating like really big, or is it bigger when you're actually married and you've made those vows to never hurt that person and blah 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 when you're married? Is it bigger consequences? Should we look at the person like worse? Like, this, is it worse when you're married, or is it worse when you're dating, or are they on the same level? I want to know what the fella thinks. The fellas.
Yeah, listen. I would tell you the truth. At the end of the day, you know what kind of man you marry. So you better take it for better or for worse and get ahead with your bullshit. And it goes both ways. That's how I look at it. You know who you put that. You know who you were saying I do too. So I know. It is what it is. You know what I mean?
Was that Callion that just said that?
Yes,
yeah,
that was
Callion. Oh, wow.
Cheating. Yeah, I mean it is what it is though, babe. You
wow,
know who you marry. Am I lying? If you don't know the person you're getting married to, you don't need to be marrying. And like I said, death is, so death do us and life screws us. Period.
But you could be a stranger in my house. Took a while to figure out.
And so that's why your ass don't say, I do. You be engaged for a hard 4 or 5 years. You know what I mean? You don't really know a nigga till you move in with him.
That's crazy.
I think it's the same for me.
Go ahead, Emma.
It's the same whether you're dating or you're married or whatever, because that just talks about your character and the type of person that you are. So whether you would do it when you're dating with a person, just because you're dating with someone doesn't mean there's not emotions there and that someone can get hurt out of you, you know, playing them out. Or, you know, or creating such an action. So either way, a person will get hurt. Either way, you're responsible for hurting that person, and karma is a bitch. So.
Now, I'm going to tell you the truth, babe. First of all, I don't even believe in divorce. I barely believe in marriage. But if you do it, and you go through it.
What's popping, though?
What? If you really, what's popping? What,
you need a hug.
Callie, you need a hug. No, baby, I don't need a hug. I'm just not a fool. My whole immediate family is women, so I know better. I've been bred for this kind of shit. Like, in 300, when they used to take the women and they thought the baby was fucking deformed, they threw it off the cliff. Yeah, I was one of the kids that they kept. So I went through the breeding. You know what I mean? They bred me, so I know what reality is. I'm a realist. I do a reality. It is what it is.
I want to hear what Swag got to say since he's married. Swag.
Oh, shit, you married, homie? Oh, man, I'm with you, baby. God bless you, baby. Like I said, you find that one, homie, you know when it's her. And when it's her, it's her. And everybody's human and everybody falters. I don't care who you are. I don't fuck what kind of background you came from, ethnic. I don't care what it is. Everybody is human and everybody falls up. So you got to, like I said, everybody in your life is going to hurt you. You got to pick and decide who's the one that you're worth suffering for. That's how I look at it.
Wow, that was so deep.
Wow.
But I still want to hear from Swag since he's married, though. He's trying to be quiet. What's up, Swag? Don't act quiet, son.
No, I'm never quiet, man. I'm too swagged up. I'm telling you, I'm right now juicing my wheatgrass right now. I'm getting swagged up. Crazy?
Swag, come on now. You want to all right, spot,
man? All right, it's like this. When you marry, of course, if you go off that, the consequences are greater because there's more intensity in the relationship. When you involved in a serious relationship, you're not going to be involved with just any old body. You're going to be involved with somebody that you really can, you know, consider yourself to, that you can see yourself with for a long period of time. So those emotions are quadrupled. You know what I'm saying? If you got just a little joint on the side and you just dealing well physically, or you just have a little, you know, small relationship thing going on, it's not really that intense. I mean, sometimes it could be intense, but it's nowhere near, like, you know what I'm saying, a commitment. Like, that serious, long-term commitment.
Marriage is, like, mad serious. Like, when you take them vows, like, yo, it's easy. Yo, it's cheaper. Like they say, it's cheaper to keep her than divorce her. Because you got to deal with all the separation, all this crazy stuff. So why'd you going to mess that up when you can lose entirely everything? You know what I'm saying?
But let me tell you something,
babe. It's so deep, with the marriage.
It's all about happiness, though. You know what I'm saying?
So what are you saying, Swag?
What I'm saying is that you can... What I'm saying is that you can have that union and that loveliness and the happiness, and you can have all of that and lack the happiness, is what I'm trying to say.
So you can get married and not be happy and stuff, and then that gives you room to cheat. So does that mean is it less severe? Is it less of a blow than when you're just dating regularly? Like, when you're dating regularly, you don't really know the person like that. And really, you can date somebody for like 10 years and still be dating and really still don't know that person for real. You know?
Yeah.
So, like, even if they cheat on you, right, should you take it as, like, a big blow, or should you just go with the punches since you ain't married to that person? Or like, when you married, you done took them vows. You know their parents. They know your parents. You know what I'm saying? But then later down the road, 30 years, he might say he gay and he want to get done in the butt. So what happens then?
You go ahead. Nah, I mean,
that,
I
can't relate to that kind of shit.
Exactly. You took it to a whole other level, but you took a whole other level on that one.
Yeah, you did, sure did. I can't relate to that one, babe. I don't know.
Word. All I can say in reference to your question in general is that, you know, it's not about the time. It's not about the time. It's about the intensity of the relationship. So it could be a 3-month relationship,
so
and it may just be real.
What the hell is whistling going on? What the
hold
hell
on.
Is
suppose
that?
Suppose I walk in the street. Hold on.
You know,
somebody got a bird going on and shit.
Like somebody whistling over there, swag or something.
It's a bird call.
They up there talking swag.
Yeah, so.
Swag-alicious. You swag.
Yeah, so. Well, like I said, you know, it's about the intensity in a relationship. I mean, if the relationship is intense, it's intense. It doesn't matter if it's 3 months or if it's 3 years. If it's intense, it's intense. And with that said, you could do damage to somebody. You know, if they put their trust in you, and you disregard that trust and you do whatever you got to do on the side, then you could really hurt that person. That goes for both man and woman.
So cheating is the destroyance of someone's trust. So,
yeah,
but how intense can it be to the point that it can be detrimental to a relationship for you guys in general?
Very,
for you guys
very
in general.
I know, speaking for myself, it could be very intense because, I mean, when you put your, it depends on the whole, everything in the relationship, you know? Like, you might see this woman, she might be this lawyer, you know, she might be established, everything that you ever dreamed of and you thought of since you was a child. Now you're a grown man, you're in your 30s or 40s or whatever, and now you see this and you're like, damn, that's what I want, that's what I'm praying for. You know what I mean? And you get your opportunity, you're dealing with her, and you're having this relationship, and then you find out that she's, you know what I mean, she's doing like dudes be doing. She's married to some dude, you know what I mean, and some dude on the Virgin Islands, and she came over here just to party for 3 or 4 months.
Wow.
Because she's so cakey, she can take an extended vacation.
You like you was beat. You
she's
was
so
beat.
Cakey, she can take an extended vacation. There ain't nothing on you.
Exactly.
She's getting her groove on. She's getting her groove back, rather. She's
like
getting her groove back.
Period.
And she's going to go by the water and check out the guy that's just swinging. And, baby girl, what's wrong with that?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Swing it over here.
Watch
out.
Go back to Eddie Murphy joining
like them. Like a lion. Anyway.
We ain't here with the pearl. It was a purring just now, right? You hear purring? Oh, shit. It's purring. Oh, man.
Yo,
I'm about to get out of here, babe.
Yo, that's what it
the,
is,
I just came from the gym. Now, Mama, Lush, I'm about to get out of here. Mama,
okay.
You already know.
Hey, tell us that you're coming from the gym, though.
We enjoyed your presence. We enjoyed your presence.
We
all
the swag glistening
all over your body.
Thank you,
hey,
baby.
Yo,
I was working out the whole time y'all was talking.
Ooh.
I was in the gym the whole time.
Ooh. We gave you motivation.
Definitely. All the way. Damn, that nigga Prince looked the same age as 78. I gotta get on it. You know what I mean?
I
wanna be like Prince. You know what I mean?
As soon as I hear the speaker's name, security.
Nah, but y'all be good, Mama. It's my first time coming through. It won't be my last.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Much
success. Much
check
success
us out on Saturday. You want to see us live, you want to see us streaming, check us out on Saturday from 8 to 10. We'll be streaming live. Both me and Lush will be together. So if you want to take a peek at the Queens, Saturday, 8 o'clock.
Boy, I got the inside lane. I know TDI, you heard?
Yeah.
If they wanted to come through, I don't know, Emma, I don't know the situation. If they wanted to come through, come in.
Well, we'll holler at TDI.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, scream at the homie.
Yeah.
T line, whatever up, you know what I mean? I'll be back around 2.5 seconds, 2 shakes of a tail feather. I might at you, you know what I mean?
Okay, that was up.
So y'all have a good day, you know?
All right, you keep it funky. Keep it funky, like Prince would say.
Mmm. That's me and Emma's inside joke. That's what we use on Saturdays. If you don't have a word to say, or you just, you know, you just lost right there at the second, you just say,
Like, give you time to pause and think.
And think about things, you know. But, yeah, man, this, you know, this is a great, you know, show tonight and everything. We thank everybody for coming through and supporting us each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock on the dot. But, you know, we had to do it at 8:30 because we had some situations. But, you know, we here. This is how much love y'all got for us. No matter what time y'all come, we come on, y'all guys come through, and we love y'all for that. Definitely, man. You know, and shout out to the book Who Moved My Cheese. Shout out to people making good changes in their lives. And shout out to the people that stagnated. I just pray to God that you make the right change and stop sitting there and waiting for somebody to save you. You know how they say, don't save her. She don't want to be saved. You know, you got Captain Save-A-Ho. Some of them you can't save.
All she wants is you to pray.
But we love y'all calling every time, 347-826-7722. Don't forget, this Friday, Hot or Not Fridays, new music. Your boy Guru, me and him going to be live in the building. Saturday, 8 o'clock on the dot, we'll be broadcasting live, Ustream and Blog Talk Radio. Me and Emma on the spot, E2K on the spot. You already know we got celebrities, everybody coming through. It's crazy, it's a madhouse. Come through, check us. All the way Monday through Friday, you got your boy TDI, Variety Show Tuesdays, Celebrity Interviews. And you know, Wednesdays we talk about business. Thursday, Street Queens the Movement. Friday, Hot or Not. Saturday, E2K on the spot. So keep it locked on the dot. We will never, never, ever bore you. Your girl, Lushy Lush, we are the people's voice, and we love you to death, man. Positive people doing positive things, and it is what it is. But, Emma, do you got any new news to tell the people about before we leave?
I did my nails and my toes. I did a different color, so everybody stream on Saturday so you can see with new color.
Yo, Emma, it's crazy as hell. I love Emma, man. This is my girl for life. I love her. Shout out to everybody that's doing positive things, man. And, yo, all I can say is that I'm so special. I'm so special. I had to hit them with the 45 special. It's Lush Radio Online.
We're going to go see Ashi Larry tomorrow. That's a new.
Yeah. Me and Emma are going to go see Ashi Larry tomorrow. And, you know Ashi Larry from Chappelle's Show. We're going to be checking him. Be in the VIP, yeah. Checking it in. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Sean Boogie.
Yeah.
My fault, Emma. I mean, cut your wisdom like that. But, yo, I seen him perform, Ashi Larry. That's a funny dude.
Word.
We're going to go see him tomorrow.
Is he really ashy, though? Did you check his elbows? Was he ashy?
Yeah, it wasn't ashy. And I think his knuckles was a little ashy. I noticed that because he tried to come over there and crack on me a little bit. I was like, yo, son, your knuckles is a little, you know, you might need a little, you know, lotion and all that.
Wow, son. But you know what's crazy, though? Because I met Ashi Larry back in the day, right? Me and my cousin was, this club, this little spot used to call the Buttercup Lounge in Brooklyn. And he was in there. And that was when the word jump off came out. And he kept on saying jump off. And I'm like, yo, who is this stupid clown? And then I looked at him. I said, dang, that's Ashi Larry. Dang.
You know. He's gonna be at the Skyline Ballroom tomorrow, so
yeah,
we'll definitely over there representing.
Make sure y'all check him out, man. Ashi Larry is definitely a comedian, and we're gonna get out of here because we Street Queens the Movement, and we got kings over here, and we sexy and we special, and all of my ladies out there that's doing they want to, all the bostresses out there, y'all special, and we love y'all. Mavado, I'm so special. Peace. We out of here.
A special, especial.
Bomb them, never stop. I'm on.